We're going to start with Horacio Ruiz. We'll get to know him after his first song. He actually has one song he'll be playing. It's a really beautiful guitar, too. He's 9 years old in fourth grade, and here is Horacio. That was very beautifully done, and Horacio is now going to come over in front of the yellow microphone, and you can just scoot right up there to the mic, and that was really beautiful. You have been playing the guitar for how long?
About 3 years.
And you must like it. Can you tell me a little bit about why you like to play the guitar?
I liked how it sounds, and I like playing it, and I like to go to recitals and perform it to people.
Do you get nervous at recitals? You seemed very calm when you played just now.
Yeah, I do get nervous.
I do too when doing something like that. Is there anybody listening that you would like to say their names since you're on the radio right now? Anybody in your family or any friends?
My dad.
Your dad, did he bring you here today?
Yeah.
That's nice. Was the guitar hard to learn?
Yeah.
And do you have any advice for anybody who might be learning how to play the guitar? I mean, are there any secrets or tricks or anything that helped you get good? Do you have to practice a lot?
Yes.
I would imagine. How often do you practice?
About 4 times a week.
And what about knowing where to put your fingers? How do you know how to do that?
You have to memorize your chords or your notes.
So I see. What's a chord?
A chord is like 4 notes together that you play at the same time.
And so they sound really nice when they're all together.
Yeah.
Those are probably hard to memorize if you have to know multiple places to put your hands, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was nice to hear you play. What was the name of the song that you played?
Wayfaring Stranger.
I thought that's what it was. That's one of my favorite songs, and I'm glad you played it. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Now, next, we're going to hear Vivaldi. The first movement, and we'll talk with each of our musicians after they perform. And but I would like to mention their names. We have Ethan von Hedeman and Evan Kofinger. They each will play violin. They're both in 11th grade. Ethan is at Keystone Oaks, and Evan is at Achievement House Cyber Charter School, and they'll be accompanied by John Tillian, I hope I've got that correct, John Tillian on piano, and by John Ott, who is one of the instructors at Seton Center School of Music and who has instructed each of the young players you have today, and you're hearing today. And looks like they're all in the ready position. Horatio and I are going to listen as we hear our violinists here on our Youth Express segment.
Thank you.
That was beautifully done. And we'll speak with each of our guests now. It looks like we've got a wireless microphone there. And let's talk to the two 11th grade violinists first. And can you tell me your name and a little bit about yourself, please?
I'm Ethan. I'm a junior at Keystone Oaks High School, and I obviously play the violin. I've been playing for about 8 years, I think.
Excellent. And you sounded great. Is there anybody listening that you would like to acknowledge?
My mom's out there listening, and I think my grandpa's tuning in on the radio.
I'm glad to hear that. School starts pretty soon, right?
Yeah, August 26th.
And do you play in any music programs at school, in the orchestra or any ensembles there?
No, our school doesn't have an orchestra.
It doesn't. Well, it's great that you're able to do this. It's getting close to when you might be thinking about what you're going to do after graduation. Any ideas yet?
I don't have any definite plans yet, no.
Yeah, you still have 2 whole years to go through. Was it hard to learn violin at first?
Yeah.
How did you get over the hurdle to the point where you could feel really comfortable?
Really just practicing over time. That's the best thing to do. Keep going.
That's pretty much the secret, it seems. Well, thank you. It's nice to speak with you. That was Ethan. And now we'll meet the other E here, Evan. Tell me about yourself.
I'm going into 11th grade, and I've been playing the violin for 11 years now.
Wow. So you both, 20 years of experience between these two people. Do you have a sense, not everybody sticks with it as long as you both have. What's made you stick with it so long?
If I ever quit, well, then I knew I would regret it later, so that's why I never quit.
That shows a lot of foresight. There's a lot of people who took piano lessons when they were younger or guitar lessons, and then they stop, and later in life they wish they had continued. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. And if you could pass the mic over to John, we'll say hello to both of our Johns. And this is John Tillian. I have that
yes,
right.
Sure, yes.
I'm glad. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a native of the Pittsburgh area, and I went to Duquesne University, graduated about 10 years ago, lived in New York for a while doing the musician thing. And I've moved back recently, and I'm organist at Calvary Episcopal Church in Shadyside. And I also work for a company that builds pipe organs.
Wow, here in this area?
In this area, yes. There's still a few of those around.
Can you mention the company?
Sure, it's Lully & Associates, and we're based over in Highland Park.
And they, wow, I had no, you think of pipe organs being rebuilt or restored? Are they actually building?
There are a lot of new instruments being built. I would say there's probably between 20 and 50 new instruments being built a year throughout the country. It's quite a few. Yeah.
That's what you say, 20 or 30?
Between 20 and 50. Depending on the year.
And that's not in little niche markets like that.
Right.
Radio station equipment. We always talk about units are sometimes in the hundreds or up to 1,000. Is Pittsburgh a major center for that? I would think with steel, it could well or the metals industry.
Right. So a lot of the pipes are generally, they're either wood or they're tin alloys. There are a lot of instruments in Pittsburgh, and there are a lot of good music programs in Pittsburgh. So yes, and for a long time, Pittsburgh was producing a large number of organists. You could go almost anywhere in the country, and you would meet a Pittsburgh organist or someone that grew up in the area. So it's sort of in the blood here.
All these years that I've been here Saturday mornings, I've never known that pipe organs were manufactured here. Does the company you work for, have they been here for a long time?
The company was founded in 1983. There have been, especially in Western Pennsylvania, there have been quite a few pipe organ manufacturers. There were several companies up in Erie, and there were several companies in Ohio as well. So this area of the country has always been a large manufacturing center for organs.
How interesting. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Anybody you'd like to acknowledge?
Yeah, just wanted to say hi and to my parents who are probably listening.
Great. Are they local? Or?
Yes, yeah.
Excellent. Well, hello to John's parents. Thank you for being with us. And we'll pass the microphone back over to John Ott just to get some updates on what's happening at Seton Center School of Music and also to ask if there's anything else you'd like to mention about today's performers.
This time of year is always busy because they're trying to get new students into the program. One of the things that we do at Seton Center is we offer sample lessons on all the instruments so that they can decide if that's really what they want to do, get a feel for the teacher and such. And then we have a student recital coming up on Sunday, September 1st, and we'll also have faculty performing on that recital. But directly afterwards, we're having an open house. So if people want to come by and learn about Seton Center's music program, bring their children, let them touch the instruments. There's an instrument petting zoo. So we'll have that. And then this summer, I've been trying out bucket drumming with some students at Seton Center that aren't in a music program. But they really took to it quickly, and they had fun with it. I think that's like their favorite thing to do during the summer, actually.
Well, that's a nice, inexpensive instrument, too.
Yeah.
What is the way folks can get in touch with you for more information?
They can call Seton Center, 412-561-8400, or email me. ott.johng@gmail.com. And we also have website, setoncenter.com.
Thank you. That's John Ott and our guitarist, Horacio. Thank you for being with us today. And thanks to Ethan and Evan and John for being with us.